Hey everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Edwards, along with my podcast producer and trusty co-host, Mr. Stu Smith. Welcome, Stu.
Hello, Jim, and everybody else.
And all the ships at sea. So, Stu.
Yes.
Today, we're talking about the social media, as opposed to other media or other social diseases. And so we want to know really why people use social media. How are you using social media aside just as a time waster and an excuse to not do real work? Because that would be a good thing.
That is something. People use it for a variety of reasons. We're using it right now going live with StreamYard and multiple platforms at once. How many platforms are we on today?
Six. What? So we're, well, six different spots. Okay, we're live on my profile, on my page, in our Facebook group, on LinkedIn, on YouTube, and on Periscope, which is Twitter.
Nice.
So six different spots at once, which is pretty cool. And so we want to ask everybody, we have people here live. We have a live studio audience, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
And so we want to ask everybody, The $64,000 question, how are you using social media to build your business? And we need everybody who's here with us to respond with an answer to that while you are responding. So the question is, how are you using social media and which platforms are you using on social media to build your business? And,
Jim? Well, why don't we answer the question first, give some examples.
Yeah, I was going to do that to fill the time and pray to God that somebody would actually respond and we could, you know, we could use their response. So how are we using social media? I think some of the biggest things that I do, I'm using social media to really bond with my target audience. I do it mostly doing lives now. In the morning, I do a quick 2-minute video, letting the chickens out with Jim. We then take those videos and typically have them transcribed. And the ones that are good, the ones that it makes sense, we'll turn those into articles. And then I'll use those on my blog and in other places as well, you know, all over social media. Typically, my customers seem to be on Facebook, though it looks like LinkedIn is going to start taking off a little bit as far as just being able to communicate with people. And so content creation is the number one way. Just content creation, content delivery, communicating with my audience, being in front of my audience, building my expertise, because the more you have to teach, the more you have to learn. You have to really distill down. In fact, that's the basic principle behind a 200 or 300 or 400 page book called Super Learning. If you want to learn something really, really fast,
teach it. Yep.
And because that will, woo, you'll learn it quick.
Yeah. You got to bring your A game.
Exactly. So also for market research, asking people questions, just like we're doing here. Hey, how are you using social media to build your business? Finding out from people things on the Jim and Stu show, one of the things that we talked about today was the avatar wizard, building your ideal customer and prospect profile. And so that's built around emotional hot buttons like long-term desires, short-term desires, problems, questions, roadblocks. And sometimes you think you know what their number one problems and questions and desires are. You think you know. But then when you ask on social media, hey, what's your number one roadblock right now when it comes to fitness or sales copy or building your business or promoting your podcast or getting more customers into your liquor store? Well, that ain't ever a problem, even during COVID. I mean, getting customers in a liquor store, like, that's hard.
They didn't shut down liquor stores. You notice that?
When y'all opening up in there, I'm out of bourbon. got the nasty old oily rag on their face, man. I mean, the liquor store, that was a bad example just because it's like the best. Did I ever tell you, though, man, this is totally off topic, but you've got to plan for this, okay? If they ever legalize marijuana in the state of Virginia, I am going to be the richest man in the state. I'm going to tell you why. Here's my plan. This is my business plan. None of y'all are allowed to steal this. By the way, I do not smoke marijuana and do not endorse the usage thereof. But if they do, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up a chain of stores called Jim's Joint. Now, stay with me. Jim's Joint. I'm going to get a big pair of lips with a it's all neon. It's going to be my thing. A big pair of lips with neon, like that cowboy on the Vegas Strip, and have real smoke going out the end of the hand rolled thing. Again, I'm not endorsing any of this. I'm saying you have to be ready for all contingencies. Then what I'm going to do to support the local economy is I'm going to go around to all the, I'm going to find all the little old ladies that are amazing at baking, and I'm going to have them make brownies and cookies and other munchy food, right? So I'm going to locally source all this stuff, and then I'm going to bring it into the store, and I'm going to have value meals. So you're going to get, you know, you get this much product, plus you get 12 cookies, and I have like party packs and stuff. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be like the McDonald's of reefer. It's not going to happen. I'm just telling you, sometimes when I'm running, I come up with these ideas and I'm just ready for any contingency. Okay. So there you go. Jim's Joint. I don't own the domain, but by golly, I'll go buy it if I have to.
I like
it. So back to this was like stalling for
social media. How are we going to use this on social media? Yeah.
Use what?
What you're doing, Jim's Joint and social media.
Oh, we'll do demos.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
We'll do like cooking classes and stuff. It'll be amazing. Yeah, awesome. I'm telling you, man. I can figure this out pretty quick.
I like it. I like it.
So, point is, Sharon says it froze when you started talking about pot. Nice. Here's the thing, though. Social media, I used it the wrong way to when I first started. When I first started, I was treating it like an email autoresponder. Like it's all push. You're just pushing it out there and people are supposed to receive it. And yes, that's sort of what you're supposed to do, but there also has to be interaction. People want to know that you're a real person. They want to feel like they know you. They want to, and better yet, it's good if they actually do know you. And it's a way to make your good customers great. It's a way to make people who are sort of interested in you into good customers. And it's a way to take people who have no knowledge of you whatsoever and get them interested in you is really, to me, what social media is all about. But if you treat it just as a broadcast media, you never respond to people. I mean, you can't respond to every single comment. You just can't. But if people know that there's a chance that you'll respond to them, if you'll recognize them, if they'll call them out, you know, if you'll say hi to people like, hey, Jason, hey, Skip, Leslie's here, Sharon's here, Sunita's here. There's a bunch of people here who I start to recognize and we start communicating back and forth. That's what I think is the sweet spot for social media. And then doing certain things to encourage people to participate, doing things to kind of understanding the algorithm and how to kind of get the juices going. That's why I ask a stupid question like, hey, tell us your favorite ice cream, or, you know, what's the most recent movie you saw, or what's your favorite Van Halen song, which, you know, God bless Eddie Van Halen, you know, a legend gone too soon. But asking those things to kind of get the thing going, but also get you in the habit of engaging with people rather than just talking at people. So that's how I'm using social media. I don't use Twitter hardly at all. I will tell you, I'm not on Twitter. I don't understand how Twitter works. My daughter is the one that tweets my stuff, and I think it happens automatically when I do stuff on Facebook. Pretty much and we have a good presence on Pinterest, but my daughter takes care of all of that, just posting stuff. But my main focus is on Facebook, because that's where my audience is.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty much the safe social media. It's probably the oldest one that most people are comfortable with using. And most people's bandwidth isn't really capable of multiple platforms. Right. I remember when I was on Facebook, I finally got on Facebook and I'm like, I'll do Facebook if I can figure out a way it will help my business.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not just going to go on there and just, you know, try to waste time. Then my daughter said, hey,
but can I make one point?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on there and add value. If you approach it that way, it's like, I'm going to go on there and I'm going to add value for my target audience, but I'm not going to waste time. That's a great mantra.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But my daughter goes, Dad, you really need an Instagram account. This was probably, I don't know, 2009, 2010, you know, so 10 years ago. Wow. I don't know. Maybe it was later. I don't remember. But anyway, but I was like, man, I don't want another social media account. I barely keep up with my Facebook account. Right. And I just remember that whole thought process of why do I want to do this? Right. And, you know, I eventually evolved and was able to handle both. And, you know, doing a third, it creates that same initial reaction of like, man, I don't have enough time to barely handle these two. Why am I going to do a third one or a fourth one?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what's cool about StreamYard is you can just hit them all at once with the same content. So what I tend to do is I'll write an article first. I also have a podcast. So if that article topic is pretty good and I pretty much have my script ready for a podcast to discuss, I'll make a podcast on that article topic or pick an old article and make a podcast on it. And then all of those go out into a variety of, you know, social media platforms. And the way I've noticed it lately, you know, especially when I compare my email list to my social media response, is social media is kind of like the email people are opening. You know, if you think about it, I mean, it is almost 100% opened. You know, when you post that thing on social media, they will at least see it,
right? Know,
versus just delete before they even open it.
And I think that that's a great point because it's like the high reactors are on social media and the email people are, some of them are high reactors, some of them are not. They're like, I'll get to it later. But, you know, the people who just see, oh, you're live and they show up like right then, those are the people that you want to interact with because they're like, ooh, we want your stuff. It's amazing. Or they want to hate you. Ooh, that guy, I hate that guy so much. I just want to sit there and I just want to hate him. His stupid voices and stupid, his stupid singing and stuff. I hate him. He's the worst. Sucks. Their money spends too, though, dude. I mean, you know, just saying. But I think that's important to understand. It's varying levels of attention and immediacy and urgency. And what you don't want to do though, and I think a lot of people fall into this, is that you can get that immediate dopamine hit with the people on social media where you get that immediate reaction and you start to neglect the email list that you worked so hard to build up.
That is
or
true.
You don't keep building it up. And it's important to look at this as a whole where things are working together, not just one thing that's driving your business. And that's important to remember as well. So we got some really good comments and stuff.
Yeah, I have here. One from Sarah. She posted, she likes to use LinkedIn to target CEOs of governing bodies in her, you know, business genre, you know, as far as, you know, fitness and mobility and health and nutrition, you know, that world. Not a bad idea.
No, that's a very cool idea. I was going to start just throwing some stuff up on there.
Yep.
Jason uses it for networking. So he uses it to meet people. Peter is posting articles on LinkedIn and Facebook. We're big fans of that.
Oh, yeah.
Sunita says, I go live to share everyday tasty recipes that are heart healthy for cardiology, I guess. Sharon says, I use it to deliver content every day, video and share all over the place, used to serve others. That's good. Oh, thank you, Jason. Jason says, Jim does a great job of bonding with his audience. Thank you. Somebody is using LinkedIn posts and engagement. That's because that's where the customers are. Smart. And I think that's something also to remember is that different people are on different platforms. So again, I'm making a generalization, but it seems like Facebook is where people are, but LinkedIn is where people are in their profession, if that makes sense. So like I'm on LinkedIn as a blank. I'm on LinkedIn as a right. CEO, as the manager of a company, as a small business owner, as a this or that. And that's why I'm on Facebook. As opposed to on Facebook, I'm Jim Edwards on LinkedIn, and here's all the different stuff I'm doing. Instagram is, hey, I'm on Instagram, but this is the thing I'm known for, but it's more like a topic thing than a role. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So that's how I perceive all this stuff. And Twitter is, this is who I am, and I like to argue with other people and post stupid stuff. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
I post a lot of links of articles on Twitter, you know, cause yes. I can't post a link to an article in Instagram. I can show a picture of that article and say where that article is, but unless I'm putting it in the story, I can't post a link. So I'll just post links to articles with, you know, some hashtags in it over on Twitter and see what happens.
Right. Yeah. And that's, yes. Twitter is broadcast because I don't even understand how to have a discussion on Twitter. So I just kind of show up. That's why I haven't even looked. I think I've got several thousand followers on Twitter. Oh my gosh. Something happened the other day and everything I was logged into, they logged me out. It was weird in my browser. I don't know why. Anyway, I'll have to log in. I got to look at, I don't even know how to log into Twitter. So that's kind of how I perceive the differences. And then Pinterest is, hey, this is kind of who I am. And these are cool pictures I like and pictures I've made. And if you like pictures, then check me out. Medium. I think Medium is an up and comer. If you're seriously doing article marketing and you're publishing a lot of articles, it takes a minute to add it over on Medium, and Medium is starting to get a lot of traction and get a lot of traffic. So, and then YouTube, how do you use YouTube? What is your strategy with YouTube? Because you actually have a bunch of followers on YouTube.
I do. I post mainly swimming videos over there, swimming instructional videos, but lately it has been mainly either YouTube lives, live Q&A sessions over there, or my podcasts are over there. But when it started before Instagram, that's where I put all my swimming videos. Now I tend to just pump them real quick out on Instagram as my swimming video.
But are you missing an opportunity by not also putting those videos on YouTube and only doing them on Instagram?
No, not really. I mean, we're doing some now. I'm actually getting another Navy SEAL, buds instructor teaming up with me, and we are, reviewing people's swim videos live.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's cool. And taking questions while we're at it. Yeah. It's really cool. So
that's very cool.
Just started doing that. And I'm using StreamYard to do it.
Is he out in California when you're doing it?
Yeah. So we have coast to coast.
Excuse me, coast to coast.
So nice. Yeah, you know, like I said, we're just coming up with new ideas. And I think that's what social media allows you to do. If you're on it, one, you can see ideas that people are doing all the time.
Yes.
And apply that to your own business.
Yes.
But you know, you can test out things so easily. You know, if it doesn't work, just move on.
Do you all have that East Coast, West Coast beef thing like Biggie and Tupac? Or no. Not that bad? Okay, good. I'm just curious. Leslie says, using YouTube and Facebook coaching videos geared towards my niche, quotes and question graphics on Instagram and Facebook. Pinterest, learning how to create short videos for Pinterest to drive traffic. Yeah, Pinterest. That's Leslie's. She's got it going on.
Yeah, I need to understand Pinterest a little more. That's something I don't fully.
Nancy understand. Does a lot with Pinterest. We could get her on to do a little training. Maybe on the virtual gym boat, we'll have her do a training on Pinterest. Stu, you didn't know this. You're going to be speaking on the gym boat this year.
I'm fired up.
Because it's virtual. You don't have to go on a boat. So Jason says, I'm helping others and getting help when needed, sharing my knowledge. That's smart. Just adding that value. Help. Yep. And that's, I think that's a good one too. A lot of people show up on social media looking to take. You have to give in order to get. You can take a little bit here and there, but the part of it is giving value to become recognized as someone who's a value giver. So when you ask for help, people are like, man, they've given me value in the past. Let me help them. And that's really important. Now, that doesn't mean you spend 12 hours a day on social media, but if somebody's asking a question and you can answer it real quick or point them in a direction, do it. Because you can't ask people to do something you're not willing to do yourself. Leslie said, also using LinkedIn quote graphics and info regarding my classes. So that's good. Everybody's done. Now we're in the part about the discussion talking about pot. Vicky says, I've been publishing content on Medium, surprising amount of interaction. That's awesome. Yeah, Medium's good. Oh, here's the upsell for my store. Would you like a bag of chips with that? Yeah. Would you like some Funyuns? Would you like a jumbo Funyun with that? I use LinkedIn, but not really getting much money from it. So looking for inspiration on how to monetize it. One of the things that I would do is something Stu just said is go find somebody who's in your market, who's targeting the market that you're marketing or has the same role that you have and who's successful and just stalk them. See what they're doing. See where they're showing up. See who they're interacting with, who their friends are, the kinds of stuff that they're creating, because they're not doing it in a vacuum. That's another thing with social media. You can see what people are doing.
Sure.
Okay. Whoop. Oh, thanks, AR. Hey, Jim, you have 4,476 followers on Twitter. Thank you. I had no idea.
More than I have.
I think I
have like 33 something.
No clue. Thank you for that. Vicky says, yes, I post links to articles on Twitter too. We do too. That's pretty much all it's good for. Sorry, somehow I got, tastes good with milk. Oh, we did get the Van Halen one. Cookies and cream and hot for teacher. Van Halen. Very good. I was listening. I listened to Van Halen during my workout this morning. I listened to 1984 and got started on, the tribute. Greatest Hits Volume 1. Yeah. I was doing my Eddie Van Halen tribute. I remember exactly where I was when I saw the cover album art for 1984. It was 1984. I was in my buddy Kevin's bedroom. We were hanging out. I'd just gotten done playing tennis, and he said, "Hey, you got to hear this." And he played the album, and it changed my life. It was pretty cool. Somebody said adding value is a must. Now, this is something I don't do much with. Facebook Messenger is a great sneak attack. That is actually using, we're starting to do this on Funnel Fridays and Monday Madness. I don't really understand how it all works, but there are people that do, using Facebook Messengers to get people to sign up to be notified. So what we're doing is getting people to sign up in Facebook Messenger to be notified when we go live on Fridays or Mondays. And if you want to talk about the 100% open rate, it's inside of Facebook Messenger, because people want to get that number off the dang thing so that they can, you know, so at least they're going to look. They may not respond, all that stuff, but if you can get them onto a bot on Facebook Messenger to get announcements from you, as long as you do it the right way and don't abuse it and all that other stuff. That is the sneak attack. That is the 1,000,000% open rate thing. Peter says, haven't stepped into podcasting or going live. You should, man. It's going live is it's the info marketing crack It's what people respond to, and it's also what will give you the most juice from the social media algorithms. Sharon says LinkedIn is where my people are. That's good to know. Let's see. Somebody said, Jason, you can drive traffic there and set up bot campaigns, but I also like to use Facebook Messenger to connect to my Dream 100. Okay.
I have one from Leslie. She says, Pinterest is technically a search engine, and I'm learning how to develop short videos to target my audience. I've been utilizing LinkedIn to target entry-level folks in my niche. Instagram has been drawing a lot of traffic for me as well. Trying to branch out to discover new segments of my niche. Facebook and YouTube have been a foundation for 3.5 years. Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say if I'm evolving, it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now I have this LinkedIn, Pinterest in my near future that I'm trying to figure out as well.
Wow. That was a great comment. Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah.
That was really good. Vicky says that's true about Pinterest. Abood says Funnel Scripts is awesome. I love it when a new script comes out. I'm glad. Okay. So bring us home, Stu.
All right. Well, you know, social media is what it is. You know, it is a platform that is not going away.
No.
And that's good and bad. But, you know, you probably need to start figuring it out, not only maybe playing with it personally, but also start getting creative and learning ways to apply it to your business. I tend to have my own Facebook page that is mostly friends and high school buddies, you know, and that. But then I have business Facebook pages, and sometimes they mix in together. You can kind of play around with that sometimes, just let people see what you're doing that maybe that you grew up with. But then, you know, you have to start evolving with technology. It's so easy to do these live videos now. I mean, that is gold content right there.
This goes way all the way back to when we started DIY Media Marketing Academy and started working together. It was like, you are a media company that does X, that does blank. And if this isn't the living proof of it, you have got to become a media company. You've got to be capable of getting on a camera and taking your message to the streets. This is so much better than the way you used to have to do it 30 years ago with going and knocking on doors. Have any of you guys ever knocked on doors? Have you ever had to knock on doors to be and try and sell somebody something to make money, to be able to pay your rent, buy gas, and buy food? It sucked. Okay. Yeah. Great training ground, but it sucked. This is a heck of a lot easier because nobody can slam the door in your face. All they can do is just click away. It's not a big deal. So, yeah. But you got to do it. And I know you're not supposed to ever tell anybody what they have to do. That's something somebody schooled me on. Oh, you don't want to say need. You need to do that. You have to do this. And I'm like, nope. Y'all need to do this. Better get good at it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you don't, you're screwing yourself. So there you go.
I did that when I was a kid. I sold newspapers from door to door and then delivered them.
Yeah. You know,
from door to door. That was a good job. Riding my bike, throwing papers.
Nice young man with that blonde hair and bowl cut.
It was funny. I had long hair.
You had a mullet?
I had long hair. I was like 12 years old. And they said, hey, you sure do have big muscles for a girl. I look like a hippie. I gotta show you some hippie stew. I mean, it's down to my shoulders.
Wow. Yeah. All right. You were living the dream back in the 70s, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Skateboarder.
Vicky says cold calling is no fun either. Hi, yeah. Mr. Smith. Hey, this is Jim Edwards over at Century 21 Old Williamsburg. The reason for my call today is to find out if you've considered your selling your house now or in the near future. Click. No. Well, the reason I ask is we just listed the house down the street from you. And oftentimes people love the neighborhood, but the house we have in inventory isn't quite right for them. So you're saying you have considered selling or haven't? Well, great. Who else do you know in the neighborhood that's considering buying or selling real estate? Thank you very much. Have a great day. Hi, dude. I can, wow. That script is burned into my soul. And I, you know, same thing with insurance, man. I mean, that wow. whole thing. Jesse's like, Jesse did the Girl Scout cookies. Jesse's a superstar on the Facebook ads, though, for chiropractic. She's killing it. So, all right. Well, if you want to get in good shape, head on over to StuSmithFitness.com. He helped me. I used to be fat and 40. Now I'm 50 and nifty, all because of Stu Smith. Go to StuSmithFitness.com.
Hey, how about this one? It's a new fiscal year. Time to get physically responsible.
Okay. You like that?
That's a dad joke.
That's okay.
It's dad joke.
So, if you just like totally
actually ruined made it a headline too, and I said, yeah, I went there.
Nice. So, if you want to get really good at writing sales copy and putting words on a screen, having words come out of your mouth or words in an email, webinar, anywhere else that get people to click, buy, or try, get a free copy of Copywriting Secrets at copywritingsecrets.com. The book is free. The physical book is free. You get the paperback, not the hardcover. All I ask is you pay a small shipping and handling. So appreciate everybody being here. Always fun. Keep your eye out for other cool lives that we're doing. Most specifically, keep your eye out for the Scripps Clinic that will start next Wednesday. We'll be doing it live anywhere that I can show my video in StreamYard. So, everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.